from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Who's got the first foot question?
Big one. How's camp going?
Camp's great. I love camp. I could stay here all year, to be honest with you.
Take us into the bare feet. What's your thought process behind that? What are the benefits of no shoes?
Strength of the foot, strength of the ankle, strength of the knee, release of free electrons from the body, where grounding comes from, so you feel more grounded. You're cleaner, you move faster, you strengthen the whole body so your knee doesn't have to take so much pressure since your ankle's not developed. I don't know, shoes are a tool. You wouldn't walk around with a hammer just because you got to nail something every once in a while. Why do you walk around in shoes just because you might step on something every once in a while?
So the feet tells you, you have a conversation with the feet every day before you wake up.
No, the feet have a conversation with me. That's what happens. The feet tell me what the temperature is when I touch the ground outside. The feet will tell me if something's too hot for me to, the same way I eat with my hands, so I can tell how hot the food is. My body will start digesting quicker when I eat barehanded. I walk around barefoot so I can sense the things around me. If I put garlic in a sock and put it on, I can taste the garlic. Yeah. The feet have just as many senses as the hands and the tongue.
How did you start down this path? You know, for lack of a better phrase.
Well, my mom and dad got together. 9 months later, I popped out. and then I was barefoot, and then somebody came along and ruined it. Society came and ruined it. And then about 8 years ago, I tore my groin. It just wasn't getting back healthy. Found these guys from Australia called Melbourne Muscular Therapy. And I flew them out to Philly when I was with the Eagles at the time. Flew them out, they showed up, no shoes on in Philly. And I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing? Same way y'all look at me, that's how I was looking at them. And they're like, this is what we do. We're always barefoot, except for bathrooms and airports. We train barefoot, so I started training with them barefoot. And at the time, I couldn't walk. I was like ready to retire. And they got me back healthy. Obviously with some other stuff, body work and other training stuff, but the barefoot thing was their thing. So for the next 2 or 3 years, I just trained barefoot. And then I'd say like 2 or 3 years ago, I was just like, what's the point? Get rid of the shoes.
Were you born feet first?
What? When I...
Feet first?
I don't know how I was born. I know I didn't have shoes on though, that's for sure.
Would it surprise you that ever since you got here, when we ask other players who their favorite player is, your name, most often than not, has come up ever since maybe March. That's the first impression you've made on a lot of people. Will that surprise you?
I'm always honored when my teammates like show that type of respect for me, but I think it's because they want to live vicariously through me. Like deep down, they want to take their shoes off and walk around with shirts that are cut and let their hair do whatever they want and just live life. But they're still in that box, you know, they're not there yet. But I always appreciate my teammates and glad I can have that maybe influence on them or whatever it is. I've really enjoyed being a part of this team and I'm excited for, you know, every day that I get the opportunity to be here.
Why do you think, as popular as you are among your teammates, why have there been so many stops in your career?
I don't know, I think I value myself. I've always bet on myself throughout my career. I could have, you know, obviously I left Philly and went to Miami. I could have stayed in Miami, took less, or like took it, to, actually I could have taken more in Miami, but got lesser of a role. But I bet on myself as, hey, I can play receiver in this league, and was able to go to Vegas and show that I could play receiver. I'll always bet on myself. And I know people are like, oh, you're on a 1-year deal, like what could go wrong? Well, what could go right? All right, I bet on myself. Shake the dice. If they roll for a 7, then collect my money.
what it's like, you know, being out there on the same team with Mitch?
It's great. It's like a reunion. Like playing with him, man, because we live 20 minutes from each other. So we've obviously been around each other these last 8 years coming out of college, but still been able to be around each other, which is great. But now to be back on the field, like, that connection just instant. Anytime we're in the game together, like, we know. When you have that play together for 4 years type of mindset, it clicks right back like we were at Chapel Hill yesterday.
You've been around the league, like you said. Is this room right now for the wide receivers a little unique in the fact that it's a lot of new guys, nobody's sort of set in any way? Do you view it that way?
I don't know. When I go into training camp, I've always, and I view this with every team I've been on, and a lot of the older guys, like even Davante Adams when I was in Vegas, who everybody here knows is one of the best in the business, like, you would think I'm guaranteed. But his mindset was, I'm going out to work every day. And he instilled that in me. It was like, nobody has their spot, not even me. He's making, I don't know, too much money for all of us combined in a year. But he still takes the mindset of, I'm earning a job during training camp. Yeah, once the season happens, stuff happens, whatever. But it's the same here. So in my mind, it doesn't matter if guys were, this is their first year, everybody here was a 10-year vet on this team. It's training camp. Everybody's competing. We'll find out who's going to be the best.
What are your first impressions playing with Josh Allen, catching balls from him?
Gunslinger. He's the man. He can sling it. It's great to, you know, obviously I've been on the other side. I've been in Miami watching him sling the rock for touchdowns, and now I get to be on the good side of it, and it's been great. But also the way that he works, the intentionality he has with when he's out there. Obviously he's a fun, playful guy, but he takes the game very seriously. And I respect that about him. And that's why he's the player that he is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
What have you seen out of Keon Coleman? We hear all the time about the jump from college to the NFL. Like, how's he handling it? What's he doing to be successful there?
Yeah, he's doing well. Obviously, as a young guy, and the young guys now are a little different because they have a little money in their pockets, coming with the NIL and all that stuff. But he's learned quickly what the NFL is like. Nobody is given anything. There's no free lunch in the NFL. He's gonna have to, and he has earned many things, but he's gonna have to continue. Like I said earlier, every single year you continue to earn your role. Nothing is given to anybody, and he's doing a great job of not only listening but like taking the information and then applying it. So it's been fun to watch.
When people ask, because this is the big thing when Stephon got traded, when people ask, how this team is going to replace Stephon Diggs, what would your answer be?
I mean, you got to have 11 guys on the field. Obviously, Stephon's a great player. We grew up, I don't know, 10 minutes from each other in Maryland. But it's not like they stopped the game. You know, no matter who it is, the game doesn't stop. So at some point, somebody has to step up. Whether it's 3 guys step up to match the yardage he had, or 1 guy steps up, so be it. Our goal is to win the game.
How comfortable are you in Joe Brady's offense?
I'm good. It's a mix of a lot of stuff I've done before. But like any offense, you kind of have to, coaches, there's only so many lines you can draw on a page, but every team is just going to call it a different thing. So, you know, the goal is to wipe your memory of older things and completely learn this new thing. But having some sort of background in what it was, the base and the foundation of it, has helped me be able to absorb stuff quicker and kind of erase that old stuff and bring in the new.
This philosophy has been about everybody eats on this offense.
Yeah.
Why can that work for this team?
I think because nobody cares who eats. As long as everybody has a plate, it doesn't matter if so-and-so's plate's bigger today. We know at some point your plate's going to be big. Just be ready to eat when it comes. And that's obviously Joe's philosophy is everybody eats. But that only works if everybody eats only when nobody cares who eats. Because if people complain, then it doesn't work out.
Sorry, going off of that, where do you feel like you fit in here?
Wherever Joe wants me to. Like, I can throw too. Yeah. Josh want to get nervous one day, and, you know? But no, wherever. Like, I'll do deep balls. I can do underneath stuff. If I need to be in the run game, so be it. If there's a W at the end of the day, that's all I care about.
You mentioned to your shirt. And
yeah.
Cutting. Like, what goes into that?
So originally, nothing I do is just for the fun of it, as much as it looks. There's always a purpose. When I was in Miami, I used to cut it like this because the ends will take longer to get wet than if I just had a full shirt. So when I was in Miami, the heat is obviously a good bit more. So I would still be able to dry my gloves off. And then it kind of evolved into just to a fashion statement. But it depends. Like if I have scissors, I have scissors for this one. So that, you know, the cut's a little more jagged. It's not as professional as I'd like it to be. If I have a fabric cutter, which is like the little metal wheel, it's smooth. It looks nice. But, you know, you work with what you work with.
You know, if you say that,
if they send them, I'll use them. Yeah, I'll use them.
Jack, it seems like your personality is infectious. A lot of these guys have a lot of positive things to say about you. And then you talk to Joe Brady. He's like, I took my shoes off for a little bit. Josh Allen says, I'll take my shoes off in the weight room with Mac. How much of a compliment is it to see you say guys are living in the box but start to live life a little bit more outside of the box?
Yeah, the guys they're slowly doing it. Like, it seems crazy what I do. And then, like, we're day 4 or 5 into camp and their feet are killing them. And they take their shoes off, like, oh, I kind of feel better. Why did you wait till day 5? Like, why do you wait till your feet hurt to make them not, like, to start working on them? Why don't you just take your shoes off? When you go home, you take your shoes off and you exhale because it feels good to have them off. And you're allowed to take them off. So just take them off. So now the guys are slowly, and I just, look, I got you. And it's stacking up. We got, like, 30 guys at walkthroughs that are barefoot now.
Is there anybody that's the biggest follower of this right now or taking his shoes off a lot more than?
Nah, nobody's really, they're not really into it yet. They're not like gonna go walk up there through the cafeteria and all. They're not there yet.
You guys want it snowing out?
Nah, once it gets below like 35, usually I'll put them on.
35?
Yeah. Other than that, like I'm pretty fine. Unless it's wet. If it's wet outside, I'll use, like wet and cold, probably like 40 and below.
Who's the biggest hater? Yeah.
They only hate on me when like I like jab at them or something. They're like, I'll jab, like, you dirty anyways, you don't wear shoes. Like, that's their comeback. Like, okay. Like, when's the last time you washed your shoes? Because I wash my feet every time I walk in a room. And they're like, whoa, but my feet aren't dirty. Oh, okay. That's your best comeback. They all think they're slick, but if that's your best comeback, you'll never beat me.
Barefoot Bills?
They should be. I mean, hey, you're already shirtless, you might as well lose one more item. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.